That was unbelievable.
Tim, I'm ready.
And
you
then
are.
He hit a good drive on 17. Did you really think about yeah. Before you make...
Taste me. Okay, taste me.
So much tasting going on. It's wonderful.
Give it up for Emo 6.
Emo 6.
Thank you, Jenny.
On the ones and twos. On the ones and twos.
Hey, hello again, everybody. Good to see everybody again. All right, here we go. And this is where we're recording. Here we are. That's good news to see you after that we're recording.
Flip back over here. Rams are putting up points.
All right, here we go in 3, 2, 1. Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now, back to TMA Live, presented by Bud Select, live from Hot Shots in Maryland Heights, broadcasting through the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on 590 The Fan, KFNS, 105.7 HD2 FM, and inside STL.com.
It's unbelievable. It's the Ryan Kelly Morning After, live from Hot Shots on Dorset, Jack. Doug, look at this.
What am I looking at?
This.
What? Oh, yeah, this is quite a little gathering. We've
look
got.
At this. Look at all the tail. I got this.
You say that, I turn around, I got a lumberjack sitting 3 feet in front of me. So big old burly guy. Thanks for coming out, sir.
Look at this, though. It's starting
don't ever
to get
touch
a little.
Me again.
It's that's starting to get a little frisky in
that's
the text
my man
inbox.
Jeff Cox, right there.
He played with us, yep. Jennings on the Duel in the Sun. But again, contractually obligated to not ever talk about
Can't
it.
Talk about it. Yeah.
Tim, I'll suck you right now. I'm in the yellow polo.
Oh, that's not the appropriate start of the second hour.
Wow, strong.
Who
I
said
was,
it?
I was figuring it would be one of many beautiful women here. But unfortunately, it's Juan from the PP Corp.
Oh, gee, many Christmas. Juan PP Corp.
Plowsy's coming back in. Here he comes.
This show is just awful on most days. And when we come out to these things, it's completely off the rails.
It's much better.
The language goes to hell. That's well, what concerns me.
They get comfortable.
It concerns right. you.
Tim looks like Bradley Cooper with the beard. Very hot. That comes from... Not unfortunately another female, but the hipster of Tower Grove South.
Yeah, sure. That's limited.
He's close.
I'm not getting a real good gong this
What's
evening.
Wrong?
Thank
that's
you,
a
Mike.
Little better. How was that? Right. Was that
that's
good?
A little better. Yeah. It
seems like it's hollow.
How long will you let the beard go, or has there been any decision?
Anna Marie hates
the beard.
Hates the beard.
Yeah.
It's kind of a what's the word? Sentimental, Doug.
Sentimental.
Okay.
Can I be honest?
Oh.
Andy Hanselman joins the show again.
I would only hope that you would be honest.
Mike just came up to ring the bell.
With the hair and the beard, I think it's a good look. I think it's a good look.
Wow. Where's that bell?
I really do.
Thank you. Great look. It's perfect, Tim.
People are hitting anything.
You've never been more handsome, Tim.
Thank you, Doug.
You really look good. I think you look 10 years younger.
Do I look old, though? I mean,
No, you don't look old, but you look younger with that look.
That's enough.
I'm just saying. Just guy advice.
All right.
I've told a guy to shave his head before because he was 30.
Have you posted a picture on your Facebook yet with the full what you're at now? No.
I don't think so. No. I don't think so.
And you got a full on Donkey Kong.
Yeah.
I couldn't take me 2 years.
You know who's really into it? Cam Jansen. Because it makes you look tough. I go, I'm 5'1", 140.
Playoff hockey.
Yeah.
You thinking about adding him to your list of gentlemen callers?
I wouldn't mind that.
Really?
I haven't banged an NHL player.
Oh.
Who is that guy that used to whisper, tell me you love me? That was the guy. What was that? Danton's guy.
Ty Domi?
No, I don't believe he ever did that. Mike's back with the bell. Thanks.
Do you need a bear?
Yeah, I like a bear.
I'm a bear.
Nice. Are you offering your services?
No, I'm not. I mean, I'm kidding.
How many
guys are offering to perform oral on me here tonight?
Okay.
Tommy? Oh, wow. Me? No, I'm kidding. I'm not.
Take it easy.
Doug's appalled because he's never
it's
seen
like
me do
like
this.
Like I don't even know you anymore.
Are you suspending me? The voice.
Well, I'm thinking about it.
Guys, just a heads up. Recaps is giving hand action install 2. That's just kind of a news bulletin.
You got something for Doug, Mike?
Oh, hey, no. Doug.
What?
You got some more peanuts.
Put him down. Put him down.
Larry's laughing like he's in the front row at Def Comedy Jam.
Mike Lee had the suspension trouble.
Doug just received this. Have you ever tried inserting yourself into a glory hole, but someone was doing the same thing on the other side, and you have helmet to helmet
contact?
Give them tickets.
You can't say this.
Give them
it's the radio.
Give them cardinal tickets.
You can't say
these things.
Yeah.
I think I will.
Cardinal tickets.
Where is Juan from the PP Corp? Because he offered
Juan
oral.
Juan PP Corp.
There he is. Look at Juan,
is
Doug.
That him? Oh, what a creep.
How you doing, Juan? Good to see you, dog.
Don't touch me.
I mean, that's an insta-winner.
Oh, this is going on the radio.
Maybe.
You can't say
maybe.
These things.
Maybe.
Juan from PP Corp. Great text.
Get him 2 tickets.
Wasn't he in the frat with your son?
I think he was. I think he was.
I wish John Vaughn was here.
Not that son.
Yeah, the other one. Yeah. Greg.
Hey.
And what's going on? And Mike has the mic again.
He's taking the mic from Andy.
Oh, hell's breaking loose. Look at Larry. Larry can't even. Larry's pissing himself in the corner.
This may be it for Larry. Look at Swope getting the pick.
Yeah, he's right there. Ooh. When news happens, Swope is there. Mm-hmm. All right, well, this is so hot. Before we do this Foot Fetish Friday, we're going to have at least one. Iggy put together some drops of the week, and it's presented to you. It's presented to you, Doug, by the Post Sports Bar and Grill. It's right. Different than the cuts of the week. It's a whole thing.
Totally different.
Go ahead,
not
Andy.
Even related.
The Post Sports Bar and Grill presents
Iggy. Say it ain't so.
Oh, Iggy.
Iggy, no.
Iggy's drops of the week.
Glory, hallelujah.
I completely agree with everything that you've said.
Taste me. It's warm. Yeah, the water's warm.
I took the high hard one on Saturday.
Boy.
Glory, hallelujah.
Maybe I am gay.
And I've watched quite a bit of cuckold porn, my friend.
You ever been kissed on the lips by a man, Doug?
Ain't no fun if your homies can't have none.
Tim is the best in the business.
That was the way to kind of gently massage your balls as he's entering. That's what he's doing. He's massaging my balls.
Just a delightful couple looking to swing.
I had the boys room.
Iggy will be there looking to hook up with a married couple.
Let me break this down for you real quick.
Hello, Iggy.
Stay woke.
Because, again, I just can't get hard.
What the heck do you need to block it for, you jerk?
What's the escort scene like in Starkville?
I hear you're interested in gay porn. Here you go, Mr. Vaughn.
He was potty trained very early.
She's with dudes now.
You usually identify as male, don't you?
That is an absolute disgrace.
Yes, nice firm boobies.
He's a horse's ass for doing that.
Oh.
Why don't we go bang?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Young ho cool. Not so good.
I'm pumped for the next furry event.
You big fat dummy duck.
Don't you get that you are in the sexual Olympics right now?
It's great. A pony.
Ew. What makes him want to go into that dirty bathroom?
I don't even think he's straight.
Are you married?
That's me right now as I stare out my window, sipping my latte in a women's robe with a 3-foot-long rubber fist hanging out of me.
That was Iggy's Drops of the Week, presented by The Post.
Stay posted, my friends.
No, you can't say these things.
The editing on that was top notch.
You
I don't know who did it.
Much less
we have
repeat
this
Plow
Iggy monster, but that was wonderfully done. Jeez. That was might be my favorite.
That was good.
Iggy's Drops of the Week.
That was good.
The key is a great finish, Doug.
We're getting worse.
Iggy finished all over our chests, and that was perfect.
Way to go, Iggy.
That's where I wanted it, and that's where I got
Remember
it.
Remember when we talked about the Cardinals and the Blues and things like
they're
that?
They're wearing blue hats. I'll talk about them. If they're not wearing blue hats, I won't talk about them.
Hey, I got to tell everybody about MyBookie. MyBookie.ag. Boy, that's the place to go. It really is, because I was on another place, and I can't get my money. Mm. I'm shipping picks.
Oh, yeah.
But I can't get my money.
No, that's what you want.
MyBookie.ag. Use the promo code RADIO to activate the offer. Join now. MyBookie will match your deposit up to 100%. Make your way to MyBookie. You win, and they pay fast. MyBookie.ag offers in-game live betting, the most rewarding player perks in the business, and an all-new mobile site that makes wagering on the go a breeze. Use the promo code RADIO to activate the offer. This is the place to go. Visit MyBookie.ag today. You play, you win, you get paid. You lie, you're sitting there, you go, wow, Tibby likes Purdue this weekend. I would have ship a unit on that. Yeah. I don't have a guy. Well, your guy is MyBookie.ag.
That easy.
But also, some loyal members of the fan page have formed a rock-oriented Neil Diamond tribute band that's playing Old Rock House on Saturday night. How do you do?
I'm fine, thanks.
And Iggy will be there. This is the copy. Iggy will be there looking to hook up with a married couple.
Nice.
I'm reading copy. And I'll be honest, wow. It's the first time I'm reading the copy, so I'm just as surprised as the rest of you.
I'm buried the headline.
Iggy, is this what's going on?
You
it's right
the
there, Charlie. You can see it.
I'll leave it alone.
Why? I thought this was right up your alley.
Yeah, kneel down. The old Rock House is a great place to see concerts, though.
Well, there you go. And you're there looking for an MMF.
What time does it start?
The eight-person band is called the Traveling Salvation Show. And you'll be hearing more about them on the fan page soon. Doug, you're going to drop by and write a review?
4-3 lead, top of the sixth.
Here they come.
There's a pennant race going on.
All right.
And then the Fighting Rammies are up 14-7. Biff, what'd you go with on this? You didn't bet it?
It didn't play.
You're giving me a no.
Don't
didn't
talk about
play.
It. Don't talk about it.
You want to come up and do a poem? Would anybody like to hear a Biff poem?
Sure. Come on up, Biff.
Smattering of applause. Okay, we'll go ahead and do it.
We should do anything other than what we've done so far on the show.
Come on, Doug.
Hey. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Biff. Look at him. He looks great.
Hello, looking
Biff.
Good.
He's about to win $10,000.
All right. So this is a ode to the listeners.
Oh, nice.
Biff salutes all of the listeners. Love you all. I think you all are a big joke. Hope you all do fall. Mike Lee is at least funny most of the time. Larry Nickel is hard to understand all of the times.
Oh, my God. You go against Larry Nickel, you go against us all.
Hipster of Tower Grove South, he is a good laugh. Big Al is smart. Makes money and probably lives on a raft.
That doesn't rhyme. Raft and laugh.
Kind of.
A little.
Hello. Scott's wrinkled ball sack does have a hot wife.
Damn right.
I wonder why she chooses. Hold on.
Yep.
I wonder why she chooses to be with him to live her life.
There we go. Nice.
May Young's newborn hand is sneaky vile. Where the hell are you, May Young's newborn hand?
That's what's going on with Biff.
Thank you, Biff.
All right.
Oh, my God. Larry Nichols waiting right behind him, Doug.
Look at Larry.
Look at Larry. So, Larry, would you like to say something to Biff? It's not like you're going to mess up his rhythm.
Don't make me take you to Suplex City.
Oh, my God. Doug's threats of physical violence.
All right. Let me finish the poem, Larry, and then we'll get back
to it. Yeah, we'll get back
to it.
It feels like we're at a rehab facility.
Money is cool.
So anyway, Mae Young's newborn hand is sneaky vile.
Yep.
Present yourself, Mae Young's newborn hand.
All right. So demanding.
He won't because he's a pea.
Hannah Ray and Tawny are both worth looking at for more than a while. Bearcats himself is interesting, and his wife is hot, too.
Yes, she is.
Doug, this Deep doesn't Dotem. Rhyme. There's no pacing.
No.
Hold on. Deep Dotem, we all know that Doug writes love letters, too.
Could you, like, shut up and give us the money?
Stephen Wildwood, we all miss the absolute most. What happened to him?
Doug, he won email the day today, baby.
He won today.
Buck Swope documents this show.
He's not here.
Buck Swope documents this show better than a military post. Manchild79 always chimes in with an alternative view. The Tunnels email guy has always a nasty point of view. Right, Doug?
Right, right.
Yeah.
Well, you said a mouthful there.
Matt who bowls at Hank should come to the TMA live shows.
Bring
never see
wife.
Him here.
No,
All right. The Apache should call in and make tomahawk throws. Is he here?
No, not tonight. He's not.
I mean, that was just dumb.
I really miss Paul from the wealthy part of West County. What happened to him?
Doug, he used to give us stock tips.
Yes, he did.
We're losing
call
people.
Call it anymore.
No. All right. Biff and Sully's hockey's bets will make all of the listeners money.
All right.
How much longer, Biff?
One more line, Doug.
Okay.
Doug's pressed.
Bring it home.
You're trying to touch my wiener.
Bring it
home. We all know that Deep Dotem is Doug Vaughn's true honey.
That was so
that
good.
Was a good
like
finish.
I said, it's so important to finish strong.
Finish strong.
Very nice poem, Biff.
Make sure you edit that out tomorrow. Biff, that was wonderful.
Good stuff.
Jennings. This is what it's all about, though.
I think so.
I mean, I think the listeners are here for Foot Fetish Friday. Are you not?
Yeah.
Yeah, so thank you, hipster. It's time to bring up.
Is Iggy going to get
Iggy
her?
Go?
Iggy, there he is. Look at him. You can just see the hair.
She's going to be joining us. But Buck, the picture Buck Swope got.
She's fascinating.
You haven't even seen her yet.
No, I saw her. I sat next to her at the bar.
Oh, did you?
Let's see what the word is. Here she comes.
She's a little younger.
Doug, this is Lexi. You, and you trend younger
hello,
or you trend
Lexi.
Older?
Biggie.
Well, I trend older. But I'm getting,
Lexi, hello.
I'm getting younger every week.
Yeah, it does seem like. Hi, I'm Tim.
Check,
we can't hear you without the mic.
No, that was.
Look at you. There's a microphone, honey.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Well, I didn't say that. I think it was Jay. You said that. What's your real name? When she said Lexi, that was you.
Well, I thought maybe you were kidding. Is it really Lexi?
Lexi? And somebody said
that was
is
Jennings.
Is it really Lexi?
It's Alexis.
Alexis. Right. All right. Yeah.
What's your middle name?
Erica.
Alexis Erica.
A E.
And I would say that's you neat. Have some Scandinavian blood in you.
No. It's
Doug,
all,
didn't you think Scandinavian blood?
I wasn't really thinking about it, to tell you the
Irish.
Truth.
Irish, God bless.
All right. I got green eyes.
Well, I mean, that's not necessary. So did Vanessa Williams. Did you ever see that penthouse in 84 with her and she lost the Miss America crown? Yeah, she was lezzing out. You ever engage in lesbian?
You ever seen a penthouse?
I have.
You have?
I have.
Are you good a subscriber?
You. No.
No.
Have you ever been with a woman? Let me get to the bottom of it.
Do I have a what?
Have you ever been with a woman?
Yes.
God bless you.
Now,
God
bless you.
God bless you.
Wait a minute. Lexi.
Why is this being brought up right now?
Well, because it's a important. Sports talk
it's
show.
It's important. It's okay. Important. So you said you have been with a woman.
Yes.
You got to talk it into the mic.
Yeah.
Talk it into the mic. Right into the mic. Say yes. I've been with a woman.
Yes.
Say yes, I've been with a woman.
Yes,
this
I've
is
been
so comfortable.
All right. And when you say that, do you mean just kissing and
heavy petting?
No, I have been with a woman
full blown
for 6 months.
Doug?
What relationship.
Oh,
relationship.
My God. So you're a lesbian?
No.
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 Bisexual?
I guess.
That's the best.
Oh, okay.
But presently hetero. Presently,
Doug,
hetero.
Look, there's
Mike
no.
Lee. Like, if she were a pirate, Mike would be the parrot.
Where's Buck? Buck, gotta do it. Gotta
Who
get
are
it.
You?
Back off, yeah. Mike. Mike, back off.
Why
Where's
are
Alvin
you
Mack?
Over here?
Alvin Mack, I think I might need you at the dais. I
do
might
you
need
mind?
You. Cletus, where are you?
No, but really, who is it?
That's Mike Lee.
Cletus is on the phone with a glass of wine,
all right, Mike.
like he's working the S&P 500.
Look at him. Get a picture, Cletus. All right, and get Alvin
so
Mack.
You're bisexual. Alvin. Are you currently with a woman or a man? Are you single? What's doing? What's the word? Just tell me what the word is.
Great eyelashes.
Interested in a guy that I'm single, but I'm interested in somebody.
Somebody.
Is he in this room?
Is he in this room?
Yeah, he is.
He is.
Yeah, oh, I think he is.
I saw him.
Oh, I think
if you
him.
Could be careful with the F word.
You gotta be careful.
But anyway, just because it's radio. But so he's in this room, right? He is. I mean, I already picked out. I'm owning your soul. So he's in the room. But why don't you want to say it?
Yes, he is in this
I know.
Room.
Trust me. Oh. I already knew that. But why don't you want to say it?
Because it's new.
Okay.
How new?
Is this like a...
First date?
Yeah.
No.
Last date.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Who sniped? Biff, did
After
you snipe?
This
Jeff
is
Cox.
About to be the
Jeff
last.
Cox got. Hipster Tower Grove South also. So what's going on? Tell me what the situation is. How'd you guys meet? Let's find out. Let's see if we can really work this out this time, Lexi.
Oh, my God.
Just say,
why?
This, she is neat.
She is neat. Yeah. What are you, like a 32C?
Okay.
are they
right? So the boob size is what makes a girl neat?
Well, it's a good, it's good, it can
so it's
help.
Right up there, yeah. right
no,
up
no,
there.
No,
well,
no,
says
no.
What am I saying? That's
no,
not me.
No, no,
that's not me.
But it's a legitimate, I mean, you are showing them a little bit.
Because it's your date.
They got to breathe.
Well, no
it's my
question.
Credo. Penny saved, penny earned. This is crazy. This is crazy. This is crazy. So 32C, right?
No.
Really? 34C?
I'm not going to say it, so
32
let's move on.
Sure. All right. Jake, you want to ask your shoe size?
She doesn't like the boob talk.
No, I respect like that. If someone wants to pivot. But what's going on with this gentleman? Why don't you want to, like, why is it?
Why is it so secret?
Because I work with him.
Ah.
Oh, I got you.
That can get awkward.
All right. Now I understand.
Do you mind if I ask how old you are?
24
bills.
Almost 25.
Almost 25. September 28th, of course.
December 17th.
So we're a little leeway on the almost, but that's fine. Jay, go ahead.
We like to ask some of the gals a couple of questions before we may check out their feet.
Doug, I like the first
well,
person
hey,
plural.
I was like, check out my feet if I'm going to get Cardinals tickets from it.
All
like,
right, we'll
I like that. I like when the D's silent.
Yeah, Cardinals.
How tall are you?
5'4".
Okay.
What's going on, Jay? It
what kind of
like
question is that?
She's got – what shoe size are you?
Eight.
Yeah, your feet are – are pretty nice, and they're a little.
Why
long.
Are we like narrowed in on my feet?
No,
like,
what? Well, no, because it's we do the foot.
You know what? I would prefer to talk about my feet than everything.
Anything else?
Whatever we were talking about before.
You don't so, like yeah, talking about, you'd rather talk about the feet.
Let's keep on talking about my feet.
All right, Buck Swope, I see you're covering it all. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. We do like to ask a couple of questions, though.
they're sitting over here like.
Watch your leg.
Seamaster, you're going to need to edit
he's
that.
He's talking about feet over here like.
No, it's all right. Okay. It's all right, dear.
Watch your language, sister.
Did you say that?
So when did
the hoes are laughing?
Yeah.
So the audience are a bunch of hoes.
Yeah.
That's a caller. No more callers. Go ahead.
When did you decide to grow a beard?
What do you think of it? Because I'm debating if I should shave it or not.
You like the beard?
Don't shave.
Yeah, don't shave. You like it. Okay, all right. Doug, that's another vote for the beard. Hipster yeah. Tower Grove South likes it, and Lexi likes it, and that might be good enough for me.
Yeah.
So what you were talking, you were asking
Lexi,
her question.
When was the last time that you were passionately kissed? And when I say passionately kissed, your knees buckled and stuff. When was that last time?
Tonight.
Tonight?
Wow.
Nice.
With this gentleman? Yeah.
No, she doesn't want to answer
so that. So it wasn't with him?
No.
He isn't.
It was.
Doug, what do these hand signals mean?
I don't have any it idea was what any him. Of this means.
That's all right. We also like to know a little history on the program.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what year that man landed on the moon? What year did man land on the moon?
It's a great question.
It's a big moment in U.S. history. What year
it will
did
give
man...
You, it will give you 10 years either way.
Yeah.
Give you 10 years.
I mean, does somebody want to help me out?
No. Nobody wants to help you out.
Because it's part of the... It's part of the
whole learning process. When did man land on the moon?
Well, you learn something new every day.
That's right.
So.
Right.
Sure you
right.
do.
So when did man land on the moon?
This you can fire again. You can fire again.
Just try anything.
How about a decade?
Any number.
Just give us a decade.
What years? 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. 85.
Doug, it was a heck of a year. Jesse Bush.
Wasn't bad.
The heat is on.
Blew the World Series. Blew the World Series that year.
Yeah. It's
not bad.
Why is Cletus in
there?
Why is Cletus? You know Cletus? Is Cletus the...
Yeah,
oh,
he helped.
And you yelled out 1985?
Yeah,
well done.
He was with Plowsy.
Wow, look at
Cletus. Watch your hand there, Cletus.
My God.
All right.
Mike Lee is back. Doug, it's like there's a hawk up there.
I answered that all my own.
I know you did. You did.
I knew it.
That was a top-notch answer.
And it was 85, wasn't it? Or it was 84?
Mm-hmm. No, it wasn't close.
You're not helping.
How do you, Lexi... feel about your own feet? How do
question.
You feel about
question.
Them?
It's a great question.
How do you feel about them, honey?
They get the job done.
Well, how would let's put them up here for a minute
and see what the word is. Thank
let's
you, Buck.
Take
so,
a look
you. I mean,
at
a photographer,
those.
Can you take
like,
my shoe off?
I'll do it.
Yeah, that's kind of his
hey,
thing.
I'll do
it.
Yeah, I'll take your shoe off.
All right.
This is so hot.
It isn't hot.
Let me tell you, this is hot. You want to just slide it off. Oh, that's a girl.
Let me get my nectar.
Oh, my gracious.
Watch your hand, Jay.
Can I just pull this up just a little?
Pull what up? What are you pulling up?
I'm pulling up her leggings.
Leggings.
Now.
Jesus.
No, I'm not. No, it's not bad.
So how does this feel right now to you? What's going on in your mind right now, Lexi?
Everybody has their own likings.
Right.
Some people like sings, and some people like other things.
And here he is, having the time of his life.
To each his own.
That's my credo.
Do you match on
a red? To each his own.
Do you match the color together? I mean, like if tomorrow you went and got red on the fingernail, would you go red toenail?
No.
You would not. That's a shame.
Do you ever paint your toenails?
I always work, so I don't have any.
You don't really go that route?
No.
You do have very nice feet. You know that.
Yeah.
Look, you know that. Look at me. You know you got nice feet.
What's going on right now?
That,
this is like an interrogation in Guantanamo.
Scolding right. her now.
No, she does have nice feet.
God, she wants to go to that Cardinal game.
Yeah.
All right.
I
really do.
I agree.
I know. I can tell.
Could I just kiss right there?
Oh, jeez.
God.
Oh, here comes Larry Nickel. Now he wants a picture.
No, Larry's not. Hey, Larry, get a picture.
Look at Larry. He's up.
Don't get a picture. Don't. No, Jay.
Try and get Doug somehow in the foreground.
She doesn't give her foot credit. You ready, Larry?
Look at this. Oh, look at him. Praise God from whom all blessings flow.
This is a praise fun girl.
Hand pounds and hugs all around. Thank you, Larry. It was great to
can
see you up
at
the desk.
Can we do it this way? Will it work? You just, all right, I want to watch you do it.
Now, how hot was that for you, Lexi, on a 1 to 10?
Seven.
I'm not going to say.
Say 7.
Yeah, you want to keep
seven.
That private.
It's unknown. It's just unknown.
Unknown.
You just won't know.
Now here comes Iggy. And he's giving you Cardinals tickets. Cardinals-Cubs tickets. Wow. Who are you going to take?
I want to take the guy that I've been talking about.
Yeah, well, why not? Take him.
Do you want to take him?
Do you think you'll ever go back with Gals?
It depends on if he wants to go with me.
Do you think you'll ever go back to Gals for relationships? Go back to Gals?
No.
Why not? That's interesting. Why not? What happened?
I don't think she would relationship. I think she might
play. But just like to like trip, right?
She might play again.
Oh, jeez.
She might play again, but not relationship.
I think it was more of a bi-curious type of moment.
But you were bi-curious for 6 months.
Yeah, I know.
That's a long time to bi-curious. You were only bi-curious for like a month and a half.
Yeah, but I was drunk.
Know. She played hockey. I mean, she was like the tomboy. Like.
Right. And so how did it all happen? Give me details. You got about 40 minutes you can fill.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
God, you got nice hair.
She played hockey, and she was a friend.
She played hockey?
She was a
early defenseman?
Field hockey or hockey?
We traveled all over the state.
But hockey you or field that? Hockey?
No, hockey. Ice hockey.
Okay. And did you play?
No, I didn't play.
So you were traveling all over the state with her while she was playing?
With her, yeah.
Really?
With her and her family.
Okay. So you're out there, and what's going on? How does it? Because you're just friends, probably.
You like her game. We started off as friends, but then she made it obvious that it was something more than that.
How did she make it obvious?
Okay, well, when a guy flirts with you, you know when they're flirting with you.
Do you feel like Jay is flirting with you right now, Lexi?
We have a good bond. Don't we, honey?
Yes, we do.
I know we do.
I know. I love this bond. I love this bond.
Yeah, it seems like you're very into it.
She's cool. I love meeting the cool young women.
She is cool. You're cool. Yeah. So she's flirting with you. And then does she say, hey, I'd like to trip you, sister?
Oh, or did something? Christmas.
Trip you? Right. What was that?
Trip.
You know, like the,
no, one, right. no.
No, no tripping.
No, that's...
I hear that's a myth, like the scissors.
What was...
The scissors, you know, the scissors.
That's called scissoring, not. Tripping.
Yeah, but in old England, it's called tribbing.
Old England.
All right. Well,
right. Mayflower.
Right. Nowadays, it's called scissoring.
Right.
Scissor.
Did you scissor? No.
Are we allowed to talk about this?
You can say whether you scissored or not.
Seamaster can edit it out. It's a whole thing.
Did you scissor?
Did.
Did. Oh, scissor. Doug.
America.
Doug. That's so proud.
How often? Was it like a one-time thing?
Overestimated. It's.
I don't know what that means.
Not that great.
Overrated.
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 That's what, when I talk with these.
I'm sorry.
No, it's fine because it matches. I hate
it. I've never understood it.
I love it. Yeah. But the porn star girls, when I talk to them, they're like, yeah, we do it for the scene, but we're not really into it. It's kind of uncomfortable. It's like dry humping. Like when I'm up against my couch later tonight. And then I'll be like, what am I doing, you know? But I'm doing it for the people I'm FaceTiming with.
Sure.
I hope you can appreciate that.
How much crystal meth have you had this evening?
Now, Doug.
Oh, my God, no.
You liked it. You liked it. You're on board with me. You're on board with me.
Look, she's got a little. Show your guns a little. Show this gun over here.
You work out, sister?
Whoa,
wow, damn.
Look at the gun show.
Damn.
What are you talking about, gun?
Yeah, look at it. Oh, snap. Wow.
Do you even lift, bro?
Yeah, I do lift, bro.
That's how you get the. That's how they get to look like a C.
Is there a veterinarian in the house? Those pythons are sick.
Mm-hmm. Would you rather be called pretty, sexy, or beautiful?
Great question.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. Okay. You know what? You're beautiful.
Wow. Wow. It's smooth dog. That's a smooth dog.
That was very smooth.
That's a smooth dog.
He's going to talk his way right into that Cardinal game with you. Would you take Jay to the game?
I don't want to.
Do what?
Would you take Jay to the games?
You ever play,
why are you yelling?
You ever play Candy Crush?
Candy Crush?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You play Crush.
We have a whole thing happening.
Wait. Have you ever played Call of Duty?
Say yes.
I played with my son, yeah.
That's Black probably, Ops? That wasn't
no,
the right
No, I never
answer.
Got
wasn't
to Black
right
Ops.
No, it wasn't
what about
at all.
That Skyrim?
No, I don't do that. Nope. I'm a Candy Crush person. I got a lot of issues.
Mike,
Can we help you? Mike, would you like to ask Lexus a question? Let's let Mike ask you one question.
Just one question. We need the microphone to be controlled.
I gotta be getting back over to my guy.
I know, but wait, no,
it's just one thing. It's just one thing. Go ahead, Mike, because I know you just had one you wanted to ask.
Milk.
Nice milk. Nice milk. That means you got a nice set.
Doesn't mean anything. Don't try. Yeah.
Any piercings? No, yeah, but you got piercings.
Oh, that got her right
got
there.
Souls. So where I think?
15.
15?
God bless America.
All right.
That's the she end of the question.
You know what? You're a good girl.
She's had it with us.
Give me a hug, dear. Come here, baby.
Okay, Jay. Yeah, watch the hand.
How many of them are south of the equator?
Oh, chimney.
Really? Nah, there's one.
The nipple, I love the nipple piercing. God, that's great. That's
She's
great.
Good. I knew.
Doug, what about that? See it right on the small of her that. Back. Yeah. You see that on the small of her back?
Go sit down with the fella. He got no shot.
Buck Swope. Is Buck Swope the fella? Oh, he's getting an action shot. She's running to the bar.
Running back
she just ran away from the dais.
You just humiliated her for about 20
no,
minutes.
No, she's a fine lady.
Jay, how was that for you?
That was good. A great segment. Good. She really had, truly, nice feet.
Really?
Yeah. But there was a lot more to her. She's an in-depth young lady.
Yep. I don't think anyone has ever come up here and showed her, showed
we've
you their feet, and you didn't say,
no,
boy, these are really nice
Well, the
nice
way you
feet.
Handle it is you move on quickly.
I try. Yeah, we just
I pick up the read because you've never on. Said that's bad.
No.
Because there were a couple recently where I'm like, what in the
yeah,
hell?
Yeah, it.
But that's why you're a pro.
Well, that's where I've gotten to.
Doug, he was in the tower.
Tower. What, Trevor Immelman.
Yeah, 2008. It was 2008, wasn't it? 2008.
I don't know the year.
Seven?
No.
2007.
2008.
Mickelson won in 06. Trevor won in 07.
And 08 was, oh, Tommy Fleetwood.
That was Mike Weir, wasn't it?
It was.
Mike Weir was 03.
It was. Who was 08?
In 08. Louis. No.
Doug, it was on your channel.
Doug, 08.
Were we talking about the Masters?
Right.
Yeah.
Hell, I don't remember who won it.
Google that, Plowsy.
Eldrick didn't win
it. I'm on it.
Mike's having some pizza.
What's a Cabrera?
2008 was Trevor Immelman. So what are we? So what are we, 2007?
No. Yeah. I would.
It was 2007.
2007 would have been Zach Johnson.
Zach Johnson.
And by the way, for those of you coming to next month's TMA Live, we will read off the winners of the U.S. Open
next month,
coming up in October. Doug, we're going to go through all the U.S. Open winners.
Well, it's very timely.
Thrilling.
Willie Park Jr.
How did we go? How again did we go from the foot fetish thing right to the
Trevor Immelman?
Now that Doug, you got to admit that was a really budding young contestant.
Sure, fine young lady,
yeah. Lexi,
and it Lexi. Seems like you really have a chance with her.
I'm not
you bonded.
I'm trying to be friends with as many ladies as I can.
Okay.
Do you know that if plan. I there's about 100 gals if I told I had cancer, I'd get a picture of their boobs.
Really?
Yep.
That's a great promo.
Yep.
Really?
There's the song.
Jimmy Nance.
It's big. Doug's the PGA's gonna be huge. Augusta.
Well, it's unbelievable because we have the Bertarelli Cutlery Cuts of the Week.
We Mike, have that already?
No. Those are the drops.
Okay.
These are the Bertarelli Cutlery Cuts of the Week. They're presented by the Bertarelli family, Doug. It's how we look back on the week that was and celebrate it. Go ahead, Andy.
Doug, the official vodka of the Ryan Kelly Morning After. It's right, that skull. That cheers in Icelandic.
Sure, they don't. It's not skull.
No skull.
It's S K, and then there's like an umlaut over the A L.
Okay,
skull.
I don't know. In Minnesota, they say skull Vikings.
Really?
I assume that this is related.
Well, that would make sense.
Yeah.
It's Icelandic. That's cheers in Icelandic. Reyka pairs well with ice and everything else. Reyka vodka made of Iceland, the official vodka the morning after. Please enjoy Reyka vodka responsibly. So now you know.
Moving across country or across town, check out Four Seasons Penske Truck Rental in Fairview Heights and now in the Edwardsville area with a new location at 159 and 162. They pair first-class customer service with the most reliable equipment in the business. Get your kids off to college or move to a new home. For businesses, they have cost-effective alternatives to owning your own fleet and help when you have a truck out of service. The trucks have easy load ramps and lift platforms for heavy items. Penske Four Seasons Truck Rental. Just look for the big gold trucks.
I mean, all kinds of golf going on, I'm telling you. So you can sign up for this one, Doug. Are you going to go out there and you're going to shave strokes?
Well, I hopefully. I don't know. I'm playing so bad right now. I need lessons. I got to get back to a pro that can get me straightened out.
We'll get one.
Jennings, why don't you?
No,
show
I don't.
Doug?
I don't teach. No,
but you could teach Doug.
Yeah,
you could hold the small of his back.
No, wow. I don't need to be touched necessarily.
It'd be hard not to.
Right. Oh, you son of a sack.
The second annual Lemmings Open is taking place on Thursday, October 5th at Aberdeen Golf Club in Eureka. Jennings, I've never played Aberdeen.
Nice track.
The tournament is presented by Bud Light and Gold's Gym.
Ruining life.
Plus benefits Bernie's for Bipolar, a nonprofit aiming to raise awareness for mental illness and assist individuals living with those conditions. Cost for the second annual Lemmings Open is $500 per foursome, which includes breakfast, lunch, 18 holes of golf, cart drinks, and trophies for the winning groups. Sign up your foursome at InsideSTL.com by clicking on the Lemmings Open page.
Cuts of the Week are brought to you by Bertarelli Cutlery. Visit them on the Hill, online at BertarelliCutlery.com, or follow them on Facebook or Twitter at STL Knives. Cut one.
Morn. Oh, hey. I see that the Wall Street Journal has rated your crinkle cut fries as best in town. I'll take two orders and thrice fry them, son. Oh, these are too bland, boy. You want to kick things up, boy whore? Let's take these spuds to the restroom and drag them around the outer ring of the urinal, catching all the spicy boy shrubs and the crinkle crevices as we go. Think about it, Tunnels 12,000.
Awful.
Look, he sent a picture of himself.
Oh, cut two.
I've also got Chris Davis, my best hitter. 39 home runs, 102 RBIs. He needs the rest of the week off for paternity leave. Get your wife on a better ovulation cycle during the playoffs. Get yourself a new guy to know. I need you in the lineup.
Cut three.
I've been watching a lot of Mississippi State games, and when I see that Nicky Fitz, as I call him, Nick Fitzgerald, he's got seven passing touchdowns, five rushing touchdowns. To me, this is a guy who can be multiple.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
Cut four.
Larry! Larry!
What, Doug?
Oh, I didn't think you were there.
Where did you go? Are you on a satellite feed?
Uh-oh.
Oh, no, what is this?
Lost somebody.
What was that?
You still there, Larry?
Larry?
I am, Doug.
Okay.
What is that?
What's the deep
beat? I feel like it's 1991 and I just got call waiting.
We came across this issue that there will be a subtle beep, but we
subtle. Yeah. Rounds out everything else.
Sometimes.
Cut five.
Good morning. I read on TravelZoo that this eatery has the best meatloaf dish in the game. Oh, it comes with organic catsup? I'll have three orders. Extra crispy, boy, with a side of General Tso's chicken. Oh, this loaf is a bit bland, boy. You want to spice it up a bit, boy? Let's whisk this loaf to the men's room.
Tunnel.
And let it brine in the turlet water.
No, no.
It's
no.
been soaking up steamy boy snakes the past 6 hours.
Cut six.
24%. 24% of the show is me reading texts.
It all depends on the day, but I would say around 28 to 32%.
28 to 32%.
No, I think
and then Doug
more
complaining
like
70%.
Is it's more like 70% of the show is him reading these goofy texts. We don't need it. Keep your text to yourself. If they're not, you're man to the conversation.
You watch him now on the screen.
Cut seven. Gosh, this is tough. I wish I could have pre-gamed for this.
Jennings thought Julia Ann would be in there.
Ugh, no.
Wow.
CNN.
Now that is... see, what I love about Lisa Ann, she is real.
Wow. What happened there? Like a bad shrub situation?
Okay.
Doug, that's the week that was, and what a week it was. Bertarelli Cutlery Cuts of the Week. Unbelievable. Larry, you were a star. Yes, there he is.
Lisa Ann is going to come to St. Louis.
What's it going
to
be like?
And I think that Doug is going to be so impressed.
I'm already impressed with her football knowledge.
I know, but I mean, I think you're going to be so impressed with this lady. I really do.
Well, when is she coming?
Yeah, we got to get that done.
It's going to happen. Yeah. I know. I mean,
I can tell.
She may do it pro bono.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
She loves this show, Doug.
She doesn't like this show.
Yes, she
well, gets
you,
a check probably
maybe
from this
show. Maybe
you
should follow her on Twitter.
Seamonster, no, I'm going to use my one Seamonster audio of the week. What percentage would you give to Lisa Ann coming to St. Louis and doing a TMA Live with us?
I think the chances are pretty good. I'm going to put it at 60%.
Doug, 60%. Okay. Can you imagine the crowd at Hot Shots that night, brother?
I can't imagine.
There'll be families there.
I can't imagine me. I really can't.
Handling Lisa Ann's feet.
That could be the finale.
That's it. That you might go out that,
that
way.
That may be good night.
That's
Irene.
Like John Elway.
Yep. Here we
Peyton
go.
Manning.
Off into the sunset.
Wow.
She and I are. We like each other.
You've talked to her on the phone.
Yeah, but we got a little Twitter play.
Oh, okay.
Twitter play.
Hot Twitter play. Well, it's wonderful also, Doug, because we have a live Hot Shots email of the day, and the hipster at Tower Grove South has a chance to take a lead over Misty Plops with only five more shows left in the month of September and stun the email community. I understand Ninja Joe's Cave Ride Magic Man has one as well. So if you would like to participate in a live Hot Shots email of the day, please raise your hand, and Iggy or the Plowhawk or come
night.
Up here. Come on up to the dais.
They have to come up and read them?
Yeah, they're going to come and read them to you. I see Brother Abear is going to come on up. I see Hipster Tiger of South. Yeah. Neil Allen, Craig Paquette has one. I assume Ninja Joe's Cave Ride Magic Band.
Tim, did we mention Nina Lasky is here?
We have a special
Nina
submission.
Nina Lasky is here.
We have a special submission that the Plowhawk is going to read
Plowboy,
as well.
You wrote an email?
No.
Oh.
No. Not that kind of night.
A quick question from Ninja Joe's Cave Ride Magic Man based on the format. Are we allowed to touch ourselves whilst reading our emails? Thank you. So, Doug, what's the rule on that?
Oh, hell, I don't care what happens anymore. My career's finished.
Yep.
I don't care. I'm done.
Ninja Joe, you can't touch yourself. You can't touch yourself.
Where is he?
He's right there.
Oh, here he is. Yeah.
There he is. Looks good, doesn't he?
All right, come on up for a Hot Shots email today. Our emailers need to come on up. The water's warm.
Here comes Brother Abear.
Brother Abear, T. Joe's K-Rack Magic Man, Neil Allen, Craig Paquette, all the greats. Who's leading us off? Oh, there's Neil Allen, Craig Paquette.
I guess I'm going first. Greetings. Gentlemen and Fluffy Doug. Sorry I haven't written in a while. I have a new boss that doesn't appreciate me being late every morning due to the fact I was emailing gay erotica to a certain email AM radio show. Okay. Do you know what it's like to have a new person in charge that makes questionable personal decisions and takes daily craps in your proverbial punch bowl? Hell, I used to be allowed to bring a cat to my work. Now, apparently, no more cats. My cat had a wild sense of humor. Kept me going with the times that were tough in my life. But, you know, anywho, I originally penned a email telling the story about Doug Vaughn when he was an amateur wrestler. Where he actually fought in a three-man naked Royal Rumble with Dick the Bruiser and Dick Murdoch. It was the first time Dick
Murdoch.
Yeah, it was the first time Doug took on two in one night.
Okay, that's enough.
Wow.
Who was that?
He beat them both and yelled at the crowd, "Any more out there, I'll beat every one of them."
This cannot get on the
Instead,
radio.
Instead, though, seriously, though, in light of recent events, I want to say thank you to everybody, Tim and the rest of the crew, including those that are not present tonight. Thank you for all the free entertainment you bring us every day. Thank you for the laughs. Thank you for the thought-provoking conversations, although rare. And thank you for allowing us, the fans, to be part of the show no matter what the future holds. The Lemmings will continue to support the sponsors as well as any incarnation of the show.
Woo!
Neil Allen, Craig Paquette.
Doug, what about
Rwanda
being a...
Rwanda getting suspended is what he wanted
to do. Yeah, it was a strong one. That was strong right there.
It wasn't strong.
The guy that gets it.
Brother Abear is coming up next.
2 days' time. Thank you, Hot Shots. For the
morning, Tim, Jay, Jug, or Doug. What a night, what a dais. I haven't seen this much radio royalty in one place since the Late Night Score had its legendary four-week run.
That was a hell of a run.
Back in 2010.
Yeah, 2010, that's right.
I mean, here you've got Doug Vaughn, a man that's as talented as he is beautiful.
Yeah.
If Leonardo da Vinci and Billy Dee Williams had a baby... his name would be Doug Vaughn.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I see the resemblance.
Well said there.
And Tim McKernan,
yep.
A savvy businessman that refused to get discouraged when his offer to buy an AM radio show's Facebook fan page was inexplicably turned down by a hillbilly from Moberly. What did Tim do? He went and started his own AM radio show Facebook fan page, and he's been printing money ever since.
No, that's true. You can make a lot of money on those fan pages.
Yep. Nothing for it.
That's where it's all at these days.
Yep. Absolutely nothing for it.
Here's a first ballot Candy Crush Hall of Famer, Jay Randolph Jr.
Yeah, you are first ballot.
A man who took five to the face like he was strolling down the 18th at Augusta with a six-stroke lead.
Nice.
A pro's pro who knows toes. And let's not forget the producers.
Uh-oh.
Amen.
not-so-sneaky vile, John Seymour.
Stay monster.
Darren, the Peoria Plowboy Atkins, the only man that can give you a contact high from just a handshake.
Stay blow.
And finally, Iggy. I've known Iggy for many years, but what can I say about him that CaseNet hasn't already said?
Wow, wow, wow.
Sorry.
Brother Abear.
Yeah, he's bringing heat.
Love you guys, and war damn Jimmy the Cat Hayes.
How about that, Doug? Listen to the response from the audience here tonight. There is a buzz in Hot Shots on Dorset, and they're going wild in the Mound City.
Sure they are.
This audience feels passionately.
That was a strong email.
And in band, 2-1.
Oh, Plowhawk's on a read.
Oh, there he goes.
Oh, hello, Plowhawk.
Oh, hello, everyone. Hot Shots, huh? The Michelin Guide says you don't want to miss their beef tacos. I'll take two, please. Oh, these tacos aren't stuffed with enough goodies for you, boy. They aren't. They're a bit bland, naughty boy. Why don't you whisk those tacos to the bathroom, boy, where you fill it with all that brown, steamy ground boy beef you
okay.
want.
Okay.
Think about it. Tunnel 12,000, and he sent a picture of himself.
Oh, he sent a picture of himself? He sent these pictures.
Tunnel 12,000.
Love tunnels.
Just awful.
Love tunnels.
How old are these people that send in these emails? Is everybody 11 years old that listens to this show?
It looks like Hipster Tower Grove here South is here, and he's leading right now in the email of the month. This is big.
That's what she said.
Okay.
She lied.
I just lost a checkmark for that.
Doug's backseat confessions. Hot and horny at Hot Shots. I sit at the bar, lonely, drowning in a sea of smiling faces, my lips kissing the ice-cold Bud Select. The only love I've seen in ages. Just as I'm ready to concede another night of solitude, a gentleman locks eyes with me from across the bar. A distinguished man, hair like wind-blown dandelion, body so rewarding, like a young Andy Griffith from his first season of Matlock.
Nicely done right there.
But with a much more prominent forehead. I sensed the burning passion beneath the surface by the way he was chewing on a straw and his come-hither look. I confidently meander over and say, "Hey, fella, want to share an order of boneless wings?" He seductively replies, "I'd much prefer we go bone."
Heaven's sakes.
Nothing wrong with those.
How long is this email?
Then he takes my index finger and places it between his ruby lips. My legs trembling, we sneak off to the office and push everything to the floor except for a cup full of pens. I dared him to put as many pens as he could inside of them.
You've been working on this for like a month and a half? Wrap it up!
I wasn't too surprised he could fit all of them in, but the fact that they're still in the cup... made it more impressive.
You crack yourself up.
Anyway, we made love right there on J Boyd's desk. It was unbelievable. And like the pens, I never saw him again.
Just off.
Doug, that's our leader right there, the Hipster of Tower Grove South.
I've been disappointed in texters before. Absolutely, I have. Never to this extent.
That was a hell of a read. Oh, look, it's Injun Joe's Cave Ride Magic Man, and he's the one who asked if he could pleasure himself while he read the email.
Sick man.
God bless America. I am never coming to another remote. All right.
Go ahead, Injun Joe's Cave Ride Magic Man.
Cave Ride.
Honestly, I thought I was out of the fight game, but when that roided up Russian killed my buddy Apollo in the ring, I just had to do something. As I trained in the snow-covered terrain, I was partner worn out, ready to give up, and there he was to save the day, my grizzled khaki trainer. I had hurt my groin area, and as he massaged it, he pulled an audible and started to pull down my zipper with his teeth. And that is the story of the first time Doug and I busted flesh in the Siberian wilderness.
What the hell is going on here? Injun Joe, Cave Ride Magic. Did you just write that now, or did you have that?
Yeah, he can improv. It's great improv.
I'm really seriously disappointed.
Sick man, he really is sick.
Do we have any other emailers?
Hopefully
any other
not. Email?
Well, this is going to be a tough decision, Doug.
Wow.
Lord. You want my vote now?
Jennings, wait.
I Hipster Tower Grove South.
No, it is not.
Yeah, it is.
I'm going to go with Brother Hebert for his salute to the cat.
I'm going to go with Brother Hebert for his salute to the cat as well. Brother Hebert, there were some great ones.
Yeah.
And there were some great salutes.
God bless the cat.
But God bless the cat.
Right.
Brother Hebert has shipped an email today. Buck Swope is getting a lot of pictures of Brother Hebert standing there as he hears that he has won the Hot Shots email today.
Where do these pictures go? What happens?
Fan page.
Fan pin. You got to join.
All 3,000 you've taken tonight are going to the fan pin?
You go on the fan page and you can look at the text that you sent me 2 years ago.
Uh-oh, there's a thing going on. There's a whole thing going on here. It's time for us to shut it down.
Good.
Plowhawk, we're going to shut it down. Is that fun?
What a night for you.
Thank you, everybody, for coming out here tonight. Hot Shots Dorset, thank you for having us.
Thanks
for Andy Hanselman on the ones and twos. For the Plowhawk. For the Seamaster, for Iggy, for my brother Kevin. For Jennings Randolph Jr., for Douglas Elvin Vaughn, I'm Tim McKernan. This has been the Ryan Kelly Morning After on 590 The Fan, KFNS Live, the Gateway, Buick GMC Studios at Hot Shots on Dorset.